Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Hey guys, good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the Tantalk Radio Network, where you can find help and hope. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. Woohoo! Today, as always, or almost always as always, I have my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, happy birthday, Lenny.
Thank you. Happy birthday. And I have my friend, Colette Florido, here, and we're going to chat with her in a little bit. But today, to start out this show, I want to give a lot of kudos to my producer, Peter Blake. This guy is an amazing guy. I only met him a couple months ago when I started on this station. And, you know, he's my producer, so he's listening to my show. Thank you, God. And he's like, you got some good information there for caregivers, not knowing at the time that he was a caregiver, caregiving for his dad. And his dad went to the Lord this week. But we want to give a shout out to his dad, Richard Paul Blake. Yay, Dad. I got to say one more thing about Peter Blake. He is just what my mother would say. He's a fine young man. And a man who, I will say, who loved his dad to his core. So thank you, Peter. We love you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So glad you're here today.
I'm glad I'm here too.
You know, he's not doing his own show because he knows he needs to focus. You know, yeah. He has the sports web, and he can tell you about that in a second. But he's here for us today, so thank you, Peter. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, and it's the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5. It's not going to be today because I'm just going to be honest with you guys out there. It's really tough.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the stuff that I do on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5 was based off of him and his principles and his teachings, and hearing his voice on there to do a tribute, I think would be too soon. So next week from 3 to 5, we salute Rich from Clearwater, my father, Richard Paul Blake.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
So I'm so glad, as always, that you decided to join us today. I didn't get a chance to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving last week because I don't know if you realized it, but the show was pre-recorded last week. So I was on a cruise to Cozumel with my daughter, and I have to tell you, when I got home from the cruise, my face hurt from laughing. We had absolutely the most wonderful time. And, you know, she's really busy, I'm really busy, but we really had to take time out of our schedule to spend some quality time together, which was so very cool. And Lynn was in Canada visiting her cousin Janet, or as Lynn will say, my Jenny. Lynn owns her friends. It's my Linny, my Jenny, my Jakey. So that's very cool. So Janet, I hope your mom's doing better. She's in my prayers every day, and thanks for listening, and we hope that maybe Carolyn and Bernie are listening from Canada too. So welcome to all our Canada friends, and some shout outs to some new listeners. We have Mike from Palm Harbor, Jane from Seminole, and Tatiana, that's a nice name.
It is.
From St. Pete. So we're glad you guys hooked in today. Oh, I gotta tell you one more thing too. So before I go to the cruise, my arm is really hurting me. Remember my arm was hurting me? I had no idea. It felt like it was kind of bruised, but there was no bruise there. Nothing felt different. And whatever, I was putting like, not Bengay, but something like that kind of stuff on it or whatever. And I went on the cruise, and during the day I was pretty good. Every now and then it hurt a little bit, but at night it was terrible. I would wake up, it'd be hurting down my whole arm and my hand and my fingertips. So I'm thinking, well, maybe it's circulation, Linda. So I'm laying in bed in the dark, like, putting my arm up and down, doing little exercises with my arm. Oh, and it was BioFreeze. That's what I had. Then I'd put a little BioFreeze on my arm and hopefully go back to sleep. And my daughter said to me one night, Mom, you were just, like, whimpering in your sleep. I'm like, this is not good. So I come home and I go see my wonderful chiropractor, Dr. Collette. And she said, Linda, you have a pinched nerve. She said, if it was circulation, first of all, it would be on both sides of your body. I'm like, okay. I said, so that cream really, really didn't matter. No,
no.
But if it made you feel better, and it did, it worked, whatever. So Dr. C has been helping with that. But one of the first things she said to me is, Linda, what pillow are you sleeping on? And I was like, oh, my goodness. I did not bring my pillow with me on the cruise.
You have a travel one.
I know. I didn't bring it. And you know how that pillow just kind of like forms to your head, like cuddles your head. So I'm back home and I got my pillow back. Thank you. And my chiropractor. Thank you. So guys, think about it. You know, pillows can make a big difference in your life, whatever it is. And I'm very grateful for my pillow. So go to their website, use promo code Linda and get yourself a pillow. Great Christmas present. Wouldn't that be a great Christmas
present?
That
would be a great Christmas present.
Yeah. Someone every night when they go to sleep, they'd be like, thank you, Linda.
Oh, my.
Good night and God bless.
What's the name of that pillow?
My Pillow.
My Pillow.
My Pillow. So you go to mypillow.com.
I love it.
Can't beat it. Made in the USA, which I love. I love
promo code Linda.
Yes, promo code Linda. So, Collette, let's talk a little bit here. So I met Collette in a support group that I facilitated a few years back.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
And it was at Largo Rehab, actually, right?
Yes.
And I can remember her coming in there, and she was very pregnant with her second child, and she was beside herself in her caregiving duties with her dad. Just
there was enough of me to be beside myself at that point.
Oh my
I was
God.
That pregnant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there was plenty. And she came to the support group for a while, and then I didn't see her. Yep. And that's what happens with support groups and giving birth to babies and taking care of elders, you know, and the whole deal. And so she called me a couple of months back, said, you know, we need to get together. And she came to meet me at my house, and I was like, who is this woman? She looks so wonderful. You know, because she was so stressed before. She was like 7-8 months pregnant and had a little baby at home. Mm-hmm. And I said, so what's up? So tell us, what's up?
Oh, Linda, so much. Yeah, I was so glad to be able to come back and see you at the house because it was a reversal from where I was 2 years before. I had been working. We relocated from Chicago. And so my family was here, and we had moved my dad down a year later. He was living independently. But shortly after we moved down here, he quickly developed all of the signs of his dementia coming out. And it's frontotemporal dementia, which really affects the communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
Within just a couple of weeks, even of moving him down here, we noticed that he could no longer tell time. He was starting to develop a tic. He, the button he was supposed to push in the condo became my challenge to remind him, push the button,
right,
time in. You know, it was all sorts of little things that were happening. And coming to see you was the only thing that I think kept my sanity.
Oh.
And really, I mean, you know, I went to friends and the friends finally said, you know, you might want to seek out some extra help. This is a heavy situation. So you fast forward. We were probably at our pinnacle point of frustration when just after my daughter was born. I was flipping through caregivers almost weekly. I would get calls in the middle of the night. He had fallen out of bed. The paramedics were there, but he was refusing help or he was yelling at them.
Oh, my God.
I had people, you know, probably the hardest moments were hearing things like he was grabbing their arms or he was spitting or throwing things at them. Or I think the one that really was the put me next to myself was the he had thrown his feces. I mean, this is a man who
And
was,
who would ever think, you, who you know,
would have
my
ever
dad.
Thought, my dad, who was so composed, such a businessman,
right,
such a professional, never laid a hand on anybody,
right,
to be that way. And that was that point where I went, oh, my gosh, what am I doing? I'm trying to shower this grown man. I'm trying to cope with it
left.
As a caregiver.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, mid-shift. She's like, I'm out of here. I mean, she's covered in feces.
And
what are you
going
to do? What are you going to do?
I get it. You got
to
go.
I have nothing to add. I mean, at that point. And, you know, and as a mom, a young, you know, businesswoman trying to cope with all of this and be the daughter, it's overwhelming. It's absolutely overwhelming to go through all of this. You're trying to figure out medical and you're trying to understand doctor's appointments and medication.
And it never shuts off. It's in your head 24/7.
And then on top of it, you get these calls in the middle of the night as if, you know, I wasn't getting enough sleep as it was. Let's just add to that. That was really the moment. And at that stage, somebody had mentioned to me, have you considered cannabis? I thought, well, for myself or for dad, I don't
exactly.
At this point, I didn't know. You know, when you've done everything the doctors have told you, and there's nothing more that's going to change that situation, you look for any answer, anything that could help. And so I did. I started researching. Do I really, you know, what do they mean by that? Well, I realized that I didn't have to give him something that would make him high, and that was one of the biggest early realization.
Yeah, I don't want my dad just doped up.
No, I mean, it wasn't the situation we were trying to make, you know, we weren't trying to medicate him with the Western medicines. We didn't want him to be on the medications that just make you numb or make
just
you
sit in a chair.
Drool or sit in a chair. We didn't want that in the first place. So we tried so hard to keep him off of those, but we couldn't do it anymore because it wasn't practical for us as caregivers and as a family.
Or safe for him.
And that was another key element. So once we learned we didn't have to get him high, they had told us, you know, I did a lot of research. I talked to a lot of people. I went to a lot of clinics and seminars and expos. And I finally found that there's this part of the cannabis plant or the marijuana plant called CBD, cannabidiol. And when you have something that has a high level of CBD in it, it adds a lot of nutritional health to your body and brain. And it's also a very good, because it connects in within all of your body, and we could talk about how that works in a minute. But ultimately, what was happening was it was giving us the opportunity to calm him down. It really helped with the stress and agitation.
And that's so important.
It was, I mean, that was the moment. We had several months because it took me that long to find a product that I could trust to understand how much to give him, where to go to get it. Is this safe? How is this tested? How do we know?
It's
really this cutting edge part of caregiving that a lot of people still are trying to understand. And so when we finally found something and we trusted it and we gave it to him, we noticed almost immediately. I mean, it was probably a week where we really started to see a difference. And I thought, maybe I'm just wanting it to happen.
Right.
Maybe I'm seeing a little placebo
maybe I'm
effect,
wishing
right?
This.
But it was the caregivers that said, we're noticing a difference with him. He's calmed down.
They stayed long enough to tell you that.
That's exactly it. I mean, what a difference. And man, I'm going to give a shout out to Griswold because Griswold Home Care, they stuck
Love
with
Meg
me.
Love Meg Marin and her
Meg
whole team.
And their team, they're awesome. And they stuck with me. Early on, I would get calls from them and I would dread those calls.
Oh, my God.
Every time the call came in, somebody was flipping schedules. Somebody was out. This was happening right at this moment, and I'm so glad to say that I don't get those calls anymore. The calls that I get are just, hey, somebody's taking a vacation. Thank goodness that I feel comfortable knowing that someone else can step in, and it's not going to be this tumultuous situation that they're walking into. And so, yeah, with that, we started using this high level of CBD. It's a coconut oil. It's hemp-infused.
All right, so he's not smoking it.
He's not smoking it.
All right, so what's the deal?
So we're actually, it's a nutritional supplement. You know the coconut oil you put in your cabinets and you cook with it?
No.
Can put it on. No,
no, Lynn doesn't cook.
Okay. How about the stuff you put on your skin or in your hair?
Okay.
Now we're talking. It's a versatile product. Coconut oil by itself already has amazing benefits for your skin, for your hair, for your brain boost. A lot of people use it to try and preserve and help with brain function to begin with. When you add in the infusion of the hemp products, you get that much more. The endocannabinoid system gets more healing because of it. And so we put it into his food. We've put it into his yogurt, his applesauce. We've put it into his pasta sauce. We've made smoothies out of it.
Wow.
We just kind of put it wherever.
Is there a flavor to it?
It's coconut.
It is
coconut.
Who doesn't like coconut?
Well, that's just it. You know, so it works very well in a lot of different ways. I mean, you can cook your eggs in it. You can put it on top of anything, and it just really doesn't have a heavy
liquid,
flavor.
It's
a liquid. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So this one's an organic coconut oil, which the big difference here is that it is definitely going to stay liquid until it reaches 70 degrees or cooler. Then it does start to solidify, which is perfectly fine. It can be used as a topical at that point, right, or you can still scoop it up with a spoon and, right, and eat it. But the liquid form gives us the ability to drop it on and blend it into things. So once we started using that and we started incorporating that into his diet, we really just noticed a calmer person. He smiled more. He laughed a little bit more.
Oh, my God. The caregiver smiled more.
I mean, you know, it was a moment. There was, you know, we live in moments now. It's not like everything's healthy. How's your dad doing? You know, he's the same person, but he's not the same person. Right. So what we live with are these little moments of clarity.
Yeah.
And for instance, I'll bring the girls over. I have two beautiful daughters, 6 and 2, Remy and Cammie. And we'll bring the girls over and he smiles at them and he'll say something like, "Hi, baby." You know, he was laying down the other day and he actually, you know, he didn't move a whole lot, but he actually leaned forward just to give them a kiss.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you get an activity like that. Or, for instance, he's not feeding himself much anymore, but my husband Ron's pasta sauce, this wonderful meaty pasta sauce. When we evacuated, we got to spend a lot of time with Dad.
Yeah, that was a big eye opener,
that was a way big eye opener. but the neat thing about it was that we watched as I would feed him, and you know, that was just the habit. But the pasta sauce, I couldn't feed it to him fast enough. And so he reached over and he grabbed the fork and he started feeding himself.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, you see these little itty bitty moments of clarity. One day I went to visit him and he actually offered me a cup of coffee. Now, for somebody with dementia,
right,
to understand the situation,
right,
you know, that you have a guest and the appropriate thing to do is to offer them coffee. That's impressive.
Yeah.
But would you like a cup of coffee? So again, you know, these are little moments.
It's a good day.
It's a great day when you see that. I had one moment where the caregiver came in and my dad, we've lost my mom. It's been 11 years now since we lost my mom to cancer. And so he didn't talk much about her. And when he went into the dementia, he didn't talk about her. In fact, he didn't recognize the name or the pictures.
Right.
That was, of course, one of those really hard things. One of the things we talk about when we're sitting in the, you know, in these caregiver groups, just, you know, how do you cope with that? Well, he actually said her name.
Aww.
He said her name.
Wow.
That's impressive. I mean, you know, is it long lasting? Who knows? Who cares?
No, but that wasn't happening 2 years ago.
It wasn't happening 2 years ago. We're just so pleased to see that difference. And, you know, so I mentioned we went and we had to evacuate.
Go ahead.
That was one of the things that was kind of an eye opener for us too. We noticed that, I got to see the medications in action because, of course, I've got a caregiver team that's there 24 hours a day. I see glimpses. But when we were together for the whole time, I got to see what those medications did and how long they lasted and the impact of those. And most of the medications we were giving him were for mood, to try and calm him down. And I can remember how we layered them on because we went through this process of now he's acting like this. Now this is occurring. And you layer a medication on, then you layer a medication on. So we really noticed that these medications were putting him out of it. And it's not. And so I was so excited when I got to talk to his doctor. And his doctor, first of all, acknowledged that he's looking great. And he said, I can attribute it to the care and the hemp infusion that he's getting. That
for a doctor to say that, that's pretty big.
That's really big. I mean, doctors just, I know that they want the best for their patients.
Right.
But, you know, to be able to look outside of
medications. They need a new education also.
Oh, my gosh. They're learning as much as we are.
Right.
They really are. So when they said that, and I got to see that, he was very supportive to say, let's take him off of the mood stabilizing medications. And I backed him off of 3 medications with the doctor's authorization.
Wow.
Pretty exciting. You know, again, am I bringing Dad back? No. He's still in this dementia.
Is his quality of life better?
Absolutely. Our quality of life as a family is better.
Huge.
I mean, my daughters, he lives right next door, so my daughters can run over and bring groceries or say hi.
Well, before they would probably be afraid.
They were so scared.
Or you just wouldn't let them go there because you didn't know what the behavior was going to be like.
We didn't know what was going to happen, and he was always so loud. He was always yelling.
Because that's
you know,
scary.
As a caregiver, you know, you deal with a lot. I mentioned he had a tic, and that was one of the most interesting things. He's, I don't know if you can say the word, but he had the come out, and and so here my daughter, who at the time was 4.5, 5, would come over and say, Grandpa said, again.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. And you go, oh, my gosh. You know, this is what my daughter is picking up.
Right.
And it's because I've been trying to, you know, I was trying to say, Dad, don't say that word. Don't say that word. And, you know, it's a tick.
Right.
So, but that tick is gone. That tick is long gone.
And no more feces throwing?
No more throwing.
Same caregivers. That's wonderful.
No more throwing things. No more grabbing angrily. No more yelling. In fact, we use a topical spray now on his knees, which you can just tell is, of course, they're so bone on bone at this point, and he's not getting as much activity. So it's painful for him to transfer to the potty chair, but that spray helps him. We don't hear the yelling as much.
All right, so let's get quick to the next, because we only have a minute before we need to take a break.
Okay.
So what'd you do then?
Okay, so with that, I launched a company. It was time to educate other caregivers on how this could help them. We came out with our CR World, C for Claude and Colette and Cammy, and R for Ron and Remy. So CR World, but we need to get out and educate. So we have products now that are available for other people to use that are lab tested quality, the coconut hemp oil and the topical spray. And we've made it available for anybody to not only use, but also to help us to distribute the word and the message. We know that you'll buy because it's working for somebody else, not because you find a website.
Exactly.
So we're getting out and we are spreading the word and educating just as much as possible on how this can help people.
So, so exciting. We're going to break now to hear from our partners, because, you know, if we don't hear from our partners, I'm not here yakking. And we'll catch up with Colette a little further. Don't go away.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838. For your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out. For some resources, a support group, inspiration, you can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver, download the caregiver affirmation, or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver. You'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy.
You are healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation.
This is recording.
Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yep, that's what friends are for. Caregivers, you know what I always say, your caregiving experience can be the most horrific experience in your life or can be close to beautiful depending on how you handle it. So when somebody offers to help you, accept that help. When you hear about alternative things that are available for your loved one, get the education because you know education is power. I went through so many instances with my mom that I was just guessing because I didn't know what was going on. Fortunately, I'm a good guesser, but not all of us are. So think about that, caregivers. So Peter, what's going on over there?
Got a caller on the line.
We got a caller on the line. I think it's Gary, right?
It is me. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's all I call in to say. Talk to you later.
No. We don't do that. We only have good calls on this show with good information. So, Gary Barg, tell us about yourself. Tell us what you want to talk about today.
Sure. Okay. I am a native Floridian, and I am founder and editor-in-chief of today's Caregiver magazine, caregiver.com, and host of now, I think, 204 Fearless Caregiver conferences that we host around the country.
So very cool.
And we're very, very thrilled to be coming back to Tampa to host, I think it's our third ever in Tampa on December 14th, to bring caregivers together, to get them to understand that they are the CEOs of Caring for Their Loved One, Inc., to help them understand they are not alone as they walk this path. And your affirmation was so totally perfect, you know, to get them to understand how to get people to help them and to find out what resources are in their local community.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate that. So tell us a little bit about the conference and how people can go to it if they're interested.
Absolutely. Well, it's a complimentary day for family caregivers.
Very cool.
We never charge family caregivers anything. You have enough on your... We as
exactly.
caregivers have enough on our heads.
Exactly.
It's a day where there's no breakouts, no PowerPoints, no speeching, no pontificating. We have all the caregivers in the room together, and we answer their questions. And then we find out what's brilliant is they start answering each other's questions.
Yeah.
Because every caregiver has a piece of the puzzle that some other caregiver needs. We just have to know how to reach out and ask for it.
Exactly.
It's at University Area Community Center at 14013 North 22nd Street, and it's 9 to 12:30, and it's complimentary with breakfast. And anybody can go to caregiver.com or call 877-829-2734 and join us for the event for free.
You know what I say all the time, caregivers? Knowledge is power.
Oh, yes.
Knowledge is power, and the more information you get. And check out give us your website again, Gary.
It's caregiver.com.
There's so much interesting information on there, resources, people that know a whole bunch of stuff that you guys need to know. And I'm very grateful that they can go to one place. Well, we have a lot of great people that do this kind of stuff, but they can find the information that you need.
Well, I very much appreciate it. I hope you... Join us on December 14th for the event, and I hope your listeners join us. The more caregivers there are, the more ability there is to share wisdom, and it's just becomes an information. We call it celebration, education, and motivation for family caregivers.
Very cool, Gary. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it. I'll be speaking in Las Vegas that day, but we need to hook up for next year, so I could be part of that conference, and we can help the caregivers in everything we can.
Without a doubt. I love what you do. I'm actually a cross-state listener because I watch your video feed every Saturday that I'm in town.
Makes me glad. Thanks, Gary. Have a delicious day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Yeah, great stuff. Fearless caregiver. Because caregivers are fearless. They really are. Because you know what I always say all the time, guys? We're not taking care of just anybody. We're taking care of people we love from the bottom of our hearts, and that makes a whole big deal. So, Colette, talk to me more.
Okay. Well,
how can other people experience what you've experienced with your dad?
Absolutely. Well, first you can visit. We're just going to set up this site. We're going to put it right onto your site.
Okay.
And that should be ready by Monday.
Okay.
And that will be, we'll set it up as connectingcaregivers.comecourworld.com. And that's the letter C, the letter R, and comecourworld.com. So for now, if you want to get information, you can just go right to comecourworld.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also visit us on Facebook and find at comecourworld. And we have lots of great education because people need to understand what the endocannabinoid system is. I know that's a big word. It's
it
in
is.
Our bodies.
It's an education.
It is a huge education, and I won't pretend that we have enough time to talk about it today, but just know that we've done our homework, and we're ready to share that information in pieces because as a caregiver, you can't take it all in at once anyway.
Right.
So know that as a caregiver, we looked into it. We've got quality products. We have the coconut oil. In fact, we have a Black Friday sale going on right now, so you can find all the codes on Facebook.com. The offer is you can try one of our smaller oils, 125 milligram oils, which is $59.95, and you can actually get the topical spray, which is great for on-spot relief,
mm-hmm.
And you get that free. So it's
oh,
a really
cool.
good code. That's a $49.95 savings.
Wow.
Just so you know, we do have a larger jar of the coconut oil, so that's more like a month's supply. They are also available in capsules, so for somebody who just wants to take a quick capsule and be
right.
done with it, those are 25 milligrams of CBD per capsule. And we have, as I said, the topical spray. And for your birthday, I brought one of those.
Aww.
So that is my little gift to you, a
Thank
spray
you.
And an oil for you
Thank
to
you.
Experience good health.
That was very cool. Thank you. But let's just talk a little bit further here, too,
yeah.
because this is not just for people that have dementia.
No, you know, the beauty of what we're finding about CBD is that it, you know, because it talks to all of the systems in your body, it's like a lock and key. And, you know, again, it's just, it opens up this communication and it allows for you to heal from multiple systems. So your nervous system, again, that's where the stress and agitation is from. The brain, so again, helping with brain boost and mental clarity. Pain relief, really, you know, trying to get into the joints and mobility and flexibility. You know, digestive function. So you can see it's from head to toe, there's a lot of great benefits. And by the way, it's not just people. The liquid coconut oil, why we love it so much is that it's very pure. And we can put it even on our pets' food. So my aging pets are using it as well.
I know what I'm doing with mine.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it makes it easy for us to feel a little bit better. And we notice that a lot of people, you've got to take it on a regular basis. You've got to,
Everything. You just can't take one pill and you think it's going to be okay.
It's a nutritional supplement, not, a quick relief. You know, if you can treat...
Because a quick relief is just temporary anyway.
It is. It's masking a pain. Whereas this is trying to get your body healthy again. That's why you see chiropractors and your doctors. And why you try and eat healthy, it's the same concept. It's great for both the people that you're caregiving for as much as it is for you, the caregiver, who is going through that stress and agitation, is going through the physical pains of helping to move a person. You know, there's a lot of that stress on your own body. And so it works great for all of those.
It really helps too, because I know I tried it from somebody different from what you have, but I tried it and it was really helping with sleep.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people that get a better night's sleep because their bodies are healing and they're resting better and they're less anxious.
And that's important to caregivers, to everybody.
Oh my gosh. Sleep when you can, right? As a caregiver, you don't get the opportunity or the luxury of sleeping on your schedule. You're on their schedule. So you sleep when you can and it's more restful.
Right.
And, you know, the nice thing again is you're not getting high from it. You're not feeling that out of it feeling that, you know, even prescribed medications can give you.
Oh my God, prescribed medications can give you nightmares.
They knock you out, you know? So we're happy to have something that's more of a nutritional supplement that will help on a daily basis.
Is there a telephone number? Because some of my listeners don't really like the computer.
Sure, absolutely. You can dial us at,
I'm looking at Lynn.
You can find us at 833-4-R-WORLD. The letter R, world. So if you want the local number, it's 727-401-4223.
Cool. And all the information will be on my Facebook page and on the, you know, connectingcaregiversradio.com. Consider alternatives. I've been doing this for a long time now, and I've seen people over-medicated, out of their minds, putting one medication on top of the next medication and this side effect and that side effect. And you see it on television all the time. Don't take this medicine because it might kill you.
Especially partnered with something else. We don't see that with this.
Right.
We really don't.
So I believe in all natural. I believe in trying to find possibilities for ourselves and for our loved ones to have a higher quality of life.
Now, is the topical like a quick fix if something's hurting you?
Yeah, it's called CR Relief. And in comparison to the nutritional supplement, which is CR Balance, again, we're just trying to get ourselves more balanced. The spray is something I carry with my purse all the time, because whether it's a little twinge that you feel in your knee, or I play volleyball on the beach. So, your arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just in general, you feel those tweaks and those twitches and the little, you know, cricks and creaks. Those are the things that it's really good for. So neck, shoulders, knees, back.
So this is great for athletes too.
Oh my gosh, I play volleyball on Saturdays. I'm headed there after this.
Down on the beach.
Down on the beach, and you know,
that's
Saturday
why she has
night.
Such a good tan.
Yeah, I mean, but definitely because you know, you feel it, and so the older I get, the more I feel it, and the topical spray is great for that.
Can you imagine
short-term.
Us?
My husband.
We need to like jump into a vat of it.
Yeah. Well, then the capsules work better.
Okay.
Just take more of those. Yeah, but honestly, what I noticed is my husband even was having some cramping on his calf last week and sprayed it right on. It just opened that blood
the
flow
channel.
Back up again.
Yeah.
And the capsules, I take those if I've had a really, you know, hard day on my body. It shortens up that recovery time. So if you're hard on yourself, if you're, you know, again, if you're a caregiver and you're moving somebody, that can be tough on your body. And so if you can shorten that recovery, then you don't feel it and you feel better.
And even if you're a mom taking care of kids.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's a balance, too. That's
lifting those kids up.
And there are caregivers, too, for children that have disabilities and everything else. So,
absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of different avenues here. And like I'm going to repeat it again, knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
So they can go to the website. What's the website?
Yeah, it's come the letter C, the letter R, world.com.
Okay.
Come see.
You can get
world.
That information here, or you can go to my Facebook page, and we'll talk about it more, and we'll give you all that information. So just have an open mind. Just have an open mind.
Educate yourself.
Right.
Ask the questions.
Ask the questions. I love that, because so many times caregivers don't ask the question.
No.
Whatever the doctor or this one or that tells them to do, you know, they do it.
They just do it.
And there's no prescription. It's just...
It's not a prescription. This is a nutritional supplement. It's such a small amount. You know, this product does have 0.3% of THC or less, and we did that because it's called whole plant extract, meaning it's the whole plant. A lot of products out there right now are just CBD, just an isolated form, just that one compound. But there's over 100 compounds in the plant, and they work together, and it's called the entourage effect. So when you don't get the rest of the plant, like that little itty bitty of THC, you don't get the binding power. You don't get the beauty of all the other parts of the plant. So going to have all of that together makes a very big difference. But you don't need a lot of THC for feeling that kind of health.
Perfect. Well, and I think, and there's a lot of products out here today now. This is the hot thing. This is what's going on. I know Absolutely. You can go to the flea market, you can buy CBD oil, you can go, but you have to know where you're getting it from.
You need to know your source. You need to understand who's growing it. What do they know about growing it? Are there heavy metals in the plants? Pesticides? How is it being extracted? Ours is using lipid extract rather than CO2 extract, which is more common with isolates. So again, introducing CO2 into your health. In this instance, we chose not to do that for our coconut oil. So you don't have to have that. So it's definitely about knowing your source, understanding what you're, where you're getting it from. And is it tested?
Yeah. Is it tested? Well, thanks for all your information. We're going to go to our wonderful partners. And you know, guys, I only have partners on the show and on my website that I know are faithful and that you can trust. So don't go away. We'll be back in a minute. One of my most favorite places in the world is Arden Courts of Seminole. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart every time I go in there and see how joyful the residents are. So give a call to Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800. You'll be glad you did.
You can also call them at their Largo location, 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411. Call today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Just call 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today. Available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's TAN Talk Radio Network.
And we're off. You know what that means. It's time for announcements with Lynn.
Hi. On November 29th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Assisting Hands Home Care is having a Silver Santa party to bring cheer to needy elders, where you can pick a tag off the tree and go shopping or bring a donation. They need toiletries, including shampoo, soap, deodorant, socks, underwear, puzzles, t-shirts, and Depends. Please RSVP to 727-748-4211. That's 727-748-4211.
And you notice what Lynn said. These people need these items. It's not just a Christmas gift. A lot of people cannot afford to pay for their shampoo or for a lap blanket or for something like that. And I think it's great what our community does for Toys for Tots and everybody else. But don't forget our seniors, please.
Okay, then on December 10th at 3 p.m., the Matinee Opera Players will perform a holiday show at the Performing Arts Center in Pinellas Park. As always, it is pay what you can. And there's plenty of free parking. There will be door prizes, raffles, and exhibitors. For more information, call 727-204-4163. That's 727-204-4163. And then on December 14th, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., there's a workshop on caregiving solutions at the University Area Community Center in Tampa. Isn't that the same one? Breakfast is included. Please RSVP at caregiver.com or to 877-829-2734.
Oh, my God.
I know. The gentleman, Gary, was talking about it. I don't because I was away and I wrote this before I went away.
Oh, my God.
And then my brain froze in Montreal.
And a few other things.
Yeah, well, Arden Courts of Seminole is offering free memory screenings on the third Friday of every month from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you're worried about a loved one, you can make an appointment by calling 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800.
Thanks, Lynn.
You're welcome. Isn't that funny, eh?
That is funny. And like I always say, guys, knowledge is power. There are a lot of events. There are a lot of things out in the community which I want to bring to you that will really help you on your caregiving journey. And for our professionals that are listening to the show, if you have an event that you think would be wonderful for my caregivers, just email it to me at ccevents2017@aol.com. That's ccevents2017@aol.com. Okay, another thing I want you guys to think about is we're coming into the holidays. And once again, just like your caregiving experience, your holidays can be the most horrific experience of your life or close to wonderful or even definitely wonderful, depending on how you handle it. So when your neighbors or your friends or someone offers to help you, say thank you very much and accept their help. Know that there are different things you need to deal with the holidays, with the noise, with the confusion that can be very troublesome for someone that has dementia. We don't think about that. Someone that has dementia, even mild dementia, can walk into a mall and the sounds are overbearing for them. It's just too much. And I can remember a few years back, a woman came to my support group and she said, my mom passed away recently and I'm here taking care of my dad, and my dad has dementia and he's so sad about my mom, and I want this to be a wonderful Christmas for him. So I am going to deck out the house with lights in every room. I was like, no, that's not what you do want to do, honey. And she said, what are you talking about? Well, she didn't have any education on the disease. And when you have all those flinking lights and noise and everything, it can make a person with dementia want to jump out the window. And that's the last thing you want during your holidays. So I said to her, I don't think that's such a good idea. And she said, well, what am I going to do? I want to do something special for him. I said, is your dad still eating? She said, oh, yeah, he eats like a horse. I said, make all of his favorite foods.
Horse.
I said, tell me something that you guys used to do when you were younger. And she said, we used to go fishing, but that's kind of out of the picture right now. But Linda, we used to play Parcheesi all the time. I said, get yourself a Parcheesi board and bring it over. And just play Parcheesi with Dad. I said, and after dinner, pull out the photo albums and go over some of the photo albums with your dad. And she said to me, he will not know anyone in the pictures. I said, who cares? Just take the photo albums out anyway. Well, I met her shortly after Christmas, and she said, oh, my God, Linda, it was the best Christmas ever. She said, he ate every morsel of food. She said, he kicked my behind in Parcheesi like 10 times. She said, and after dinner, I took that photo album out, Linda, and I told you he wouldn't know any of the people in the pictures. But guess what, Linda? He knew every car. That's a 57 Chevy, or that's a 62 Ford, or whatever it was. And as she said out loud to me, she said, huh, I don't even know if he was telling me the truth. Who cares? You wanted to have a delightful afternoon with your dad? And that's what you did. So who cares what year the car is or what the person's name is or whatever it is. Just enjoy being with your loved one, please. Please, and go to my website, Linda's Caregiver Connections. There's a lot of information on there that can just help you guys. So thanks for being on the show, Colette. I really appreciate you. I look forward, Lynn and I look forward to collaborating with you in any way we can.
I'm so thankful that we met, that we our paths crossed. I mean, you really helped out in a time when I needed it. And so I'm so happy to finally be able to give it back. I really am.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And love you, Lynn.
I love you, birthday girl.
Thank you very much. So thanks for joining us today. Tune in next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about the Eden Alternative with Michelle Lowak and Mel Coppola. And we have our caregiver contest winner next week. Oh, I didn't mention that today. So if you want to nominate a caregiver, go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and nominate a caregiver, and you'll meet one on the show next week in the fabulous prizes. So go to our Facebook page, ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com. Look forward to spending time with you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old